Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss in Kansas City. And to do it and break it down, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks joins me here on the show. And Carl, Giants defer after winning the coin toss. And, you know, they hold Kansas City without, you know, really moving the ball. Then they get a big punt return from Ruben Randle, something they've been looking for all year, but it gets called back because of a penalty on special teams.
Well, when you're playing the field position game and you know that you have some issues up front with your offensive line, so nothing's going to be perfect. When you can get great field position, it really helps you, and that was kind of a rough start.
Yeah, a 43-yard return gets negated, so the Giants start at their own 8-yard line. They've got to punt the football away. They go 3 and out. Then they hold Kansas City, and DeMontre Moore nearly blocks a punt. Got a piece of it, but it gave the Giants good field position.
Well, yeah, and again, it's so close, but yet so far, you take the deflected punt, but you'd rather have a completed block because, again, field position was a premium in this game.
So the Giants not really able to do much. You know, you got a penalty in there. You get a holding penalty. So in the final 5 minutes of the first quarter, we're in a scoreless game. Kansas City starts at their own 2-yard line. And the Giants knew going in, Alex Smith was going to use his legs. And Carl, right out of the gate, he runs for 11 yards and gives them some breathing room.
He does escape, but the good news is the coverage was there. So you would assume that the defensive line would be able to make the adjustment. If he's getting pressure and he has to escape, that someone would be able to get him down as the game went on.
All right, the final play of the first quarter is an Alex Smith 9-yard pass to Avery. So the Kansas City Chiefs have the ball deep in Giants territory. First quarter ends scoreless. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second quarter here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter scoreless, but the Chiefs have it first and goal at the Giants 5. After back-to-back incompletions by Alex Smith, can the Giants hold Kansas City to a field goal? It's third and goal at the 5-yard line, and the defense can't get the stop they need.
Smith back to throw. Zips a fastball over the middle, touchdown. DeSean McGrath.
McGrath gets the touchdown, and Carl, just too much time for Alex Smith to allow the tight end to kind of clear and get open.
Yeah, again, you've got to start to get a better pass rush in those situations. And when he has the time, slow developing plays, they tend to get open because defenders just can't cover that long.
So the Giants are down 7-0. The ensuing kickoff return 30 yards by David Wilson. So the Giants start at their own 26-yard line. And a positive play on first down. Brandon Jacobs, a good, powerful 5-yard run, setting up a 2nd and 5 for the Giants from their own 31-yard line. That sets up the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Manning drops back to throw. Fires one deep down the right side. He's looking for Victor Cruz. He makes the catch at the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Giants.
It's just, outside release that I saw single high man, and I made a good move on that corner. And just took it up the sideline. Eli hit me in stride and took it in for a touchdown.
We need that. We need that. Yeah.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And, Carl, two quick plays, and the Giants get the game tied.
Yeah, well, amazing what a run can do to impact the safety play. And they got that run from Brandon Jacobs. Safeties got up there, left their corners one-on-one with receivers. Eli saw it right away.
Now, after giving up a 98-yard drive, the Giants come back and score in two plays, which means your defense has to go back out on the field. And Kansas City gets a couple first downs, but the Giants defense holds them and forces a punt. Do you feel at this point the game's stabilized?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it turned out to be a field position type of game. If you don't allow scores, force a punt, hopefully you can get your offense in position or they can move it and punt it and pin them back.
The Giants start in their own 12-yard line. David Wilson, a 4-yard run. Brandon Jacobs, a 5-yard run. On a 3rd and 1, Manning throws a little fade down the left sideline to Akeem Nix for 16 yards. So the Giants got a little something going. But once again, a loss of 2 on 2nd down, and it's 3rd and 11 for the Giants. when the pressure and the turnovers rear their ugly head again.
Manning out of the gun, back to throw, steps up, under pressure, sack. And he lost the ball, and Kansas City has it.
Carl Tamba Ali comes storming around the end. Eli's trying to avoid him. A lot of congestion, and then Manning, a little careless with the ball, coughs it up.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid, and he's swinging the ball around a little bit, and, you know, that's the responsibility of the quarterback under duress, put the ball away.
Yeah, and so now the Giants find themselves in a tough spot because Kansas City starting at the Giants' 35-yard line. Giants are doing a pretty good job of controlling the running game of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jamaal Charles has a run of 3 yards. So it's 2nd and 7 at the Giants' 32-yard line. And look, sometimes you need a break, and the Giants get one.
Bad snap, ball is loose, and the Giants recovered at the 31. It was a bad snap, and Spencer Paysinger recovered it. It's the Chiefs' first turnover of the year.
The Chiefs commit their first turnover of the season, and Carl, look, it wasn't Alex Smith's fault. It was a bad snap by the center. Spencer Paysinger recovers it. Giants make a break.
Well, yeah, it's sometimes lucky to be Johnny on the spot, and Spencer was there around the football, very active all day, made the play.
All right, to negate the pass rush, a short pass play to Bear Pascal goes incomplete. David Wilson has a 4-yard run, but then on 3rd and 6, Eli Manning gets sacked. Now, Kansas City gets another play to McGrath. This is a guy that's their third tight end. He gets 23 yards on first down, which sets up a Ryan Succop 51-yard field goal. So the Giants trail 10-7. Under 2 minutes to go in the half, though, and now the Giants put together a nice drive. They get into a rhythm. Manning starts hitting Cruz. He winds up hitting Akeem Nix. They're picking up 9, 7, 12 yards. A little momentum here trying to score at the end of the half, knowing they get the ball to start the third.
Yeah, that's a big drive for them to get something going, get an opportunity to get some points on the board before halftime.
So the drive is at the Kansas City 26-yard line. There's 6 seconds to go on the half, so Tom Coughlin sends out the field goal unit trying to get this game tied at 10 apiece. It's a 44-yard attempt for Josh Brown.
Josh Brown will try a 44-yard field goal. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. It's got the distance. It is no good.
For me, it's very frustrating. It's not what I expected out of me, and it's not what the team expected out of me. So, you know, that is very frustrating, and it's one of those things where you either rise up and you deal with the issues and you work through it and you get back on track, and or you crumble. And this is one of those times where you gotta rise up. I mean, there's a lot of guys here depending on each other, so this is a big moment. Just kind of man up.
Carl, you got a chance to tie it up. You missed the field goal. How deflating is that for a football team going into the locker room?
Well, I'm not so sure it's deflating as much as it is disappointing when you know you have a legitimate opportunity to put points on the board and you miss it. So you're disappointed, but you know your next opportunity comes when you leave the locker room for the second half.
All right, so that takes us to halftime. Kansas City with a 3-point lead, 10-7. When we come back, we'll tell you about the third quarter here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Chiefs lead the Giants 10-7. Giants get the ball to start the third at their own 26-yard line, and Carl Durrell Scott loses a yard on first down, an incomplete pass, and then they have to call a timeout. Not the way you want to come out to start the third quarter.
No, it isn't, especially when you get the ball back. You want to pick up on the momentum. Even though you missed a field goal to end the half, you had momentum. You wanted to build on that and not come out sluggish.
Giants punt the ball away. Kansas City starts at the 35-yard line. They're able to pick up a first down, but they get called for a holding penalty. So it's 2nd and 20 at the Giants' 49 when the Giants create an interception, the first pick of the season for Alex Smith.
Smith takes the snap, looks left quickly, throws it, intercepted. He threw it right to Prince Amukamara, who stepped in front of Bo. Prince picked him off last year in San Francisco, and he gets him again.
I told you we need from you, man.
Hey.
What you make? Play, man.
Carl, a great job by Prince Mukamara, who's played very well this year. He ran the route for Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, he really did. He knew that he had to take the inside route away because they were blitzing, and he stepped right in and took it.
Giants started at the 36-yard line, but David Wilson goes for 6 on first down. He goes for 3 on second down. And now here's a defining moment in the game. They have a 3rd and 1 at their own 45-yard line, and they go to a 3 tight end set, and they put them all to one side, and they don't pick up the 1 yard. What is going on here? That's not New York Giants football.
Well, it's just not winning football. When you look at it, the reason they call the toss play is that David Wilson can work in space. All you need is to get a body on a body. He'll find the seam to get the 1 yard as opposed to just diving him in the middle. So you get 3 tight ends. You're just asking them to make contact with the red shirts. Complete no-hitters, 3 guys make the tackle for a loss.
So the Giants have to punt the football away. Again, the Giants get the ball back after Kansas City gets 1 first down. And you got the intentional grounding penalty. That would lead to the 3rd and 19 play, which would lead to a Giants turnover.
Manning back, steps up. Deep ball over the middle, but no one's there. And it's intercepted. Quinton Demps. For some reason, the receiver stopped running, Carl, as Manning threw the deep ball, and Demps to the near sideline, and he's going to get tackled at the Giant 45.
Just a miscommunication between Ruben and I, and I thought he was going to keep going, and he broke it off. So, we'll talk about it and try to make that correction.
Carl, Eli was under pressure. Now, I don't know what their rules are in the scramble situation, but it looked like Eli in that situation just was going to fire it deep, and it looks like the receiver stays running across and doesn't go up the field. That's just miscommunication, isn't it?
Yeah, it's miscommunication and not knowing, again, what the scramble rules are, but clearly Eli wanted him deep, and he was running whatever the play called for.
So the Giants turn the football over, and Quinton Demps returns at 17 yards. So they're starting at the Giants' 45-yard line. And after getting a first down, the Giant defense again forces a turnover to kind of keep this game in check.
Smith zips one right.
Ball's out.
Pass is deflected and it's intercepted. Was it tipped off the receiver? The Giants say they have it. Antrell Rolls walking out of there with the ball.
Never hit the ground.
Intended for Avery, and it's Giant ball.
Press, make a play. Make me make one. Make a play. Make me make one.
Carl, just an incredible play by Antrell Roll. And, this time the ball bounced the right way for the Giants. You know, keeps his arm under it. And it's just an incredible play.
It really was. Great dexterity because that ball is inches from the ground, and he just almost like a shortstop scoops it up and keeps it up there.
So for a team that hadn't turned the ball over through the first 3 weeks, the Giants have now forced their 3rd turnover of the game. They start at their own 26-yard line, but Carl, an incomplete pass, a 1-yard run, an incomplete pass, and then another punt. Kansas City gets the ball, but the Giants hold them to a 3-and-out. So the Giants start at their own 21-yard line. Remember, at this point in the game, the score is only 10-7 in favor of Kansas City. There's 3:15 to go. And, Carl, after an offensive holding call against Will Beatty that negated a 16-yard pass to Akeem Nicks, because the Giants are trying to get out of their own end. They're in deep. They have a screen set up on the next play after the holding penalty, and it's one that Darrell Scott doesn't handle. Instead, it's an incomplete pass, which means it's 3rd and 17 from the Giants' 14-yard line, and the Giants thought that they cashed in, which they didn't, which led to an even worse scenario for the Big Blue.
Manning steps up, fires it over the middle, and completes it for a first down near the 31-yard line to Victor Cruz. Now, Andy Reid's going to challenge this.
After you, the runner was down at the 30-and-a-half-yard line, short of the line of gain. It'll be 4th and a half yard.
Weatherford on a long count, takes a low snap. High spiraling kick, McCluster at the numbers, back to his own 12. Makes the first man miss and the second man miss, and now McCluster's off to the races. Cuts back to his right, cuts back to his left. He's going to go. 30, down the middle of the field, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Kansas City, 88 yards.
They challenged, and it was fourth and minuscule, and if it hadn't been on the 30-yard line, you know, I would have gone for it on fourth down. But if I'd have gone for it on fourth down and didn't make it at that point in the game, that would have been a foolish error. So we punted the ball, and, of course, he punted it right down the middle of the field. Back it came.
Carl, let's first go to the Victor Cruz play. A great challenge by Andy Reid because it was originally ruled a first down. It was hard to see whether he had the yard to gain or not. I know there were some Giants fans and people talked about, well, maybe Tom Coughlin should have gone for it on fourth and inches. But with the way they weren't moving the line,
sure,
and the fact that you're on your own 30-yard line, and remember, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's 10-7 Kansas City. The prudent play here is to punt the football away.
Well, it is, unless you had so much momentum going on the drive that you felt that it wouldn't be a problem moving the offensive line. That wasn't the case. So, yes, at 10-7, plenty of time on the clock, and the way the defense is playing, the prudent thing is to punt the ball.
All right, this is a 59-yard punt. It's not a low toppler short down the middle of the field. This one had good hang time.
Well, and the thing about it also is it was no mystery. They knew who was back there returning. They knew the type of return he was, but you picked the wrong time in the game not to have great distribution in your coverage lanes, and he just dissected it and went straight for a touchdown.
So suddenly a 3-point game, which the Giants are feeling good about, turns into a 10-point deficit. It's 17-7 Kansas City. And on the final play of the third quarter, Steve Weatherford has to punt the ball away. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We're back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. We start the fourth quarter with Kansas City leading the Giants 17-7. And that end of the third quarter, just a microcosm of the way the season has gone for the New York Giants. So Kansas City gets called for an offensive holding penalty starting at their own 20-yard line, but they wiggle out of a first and 20. You get an Alex Smith run on a third down, and now they're just moving the ball down the field. But the Giants hold them to a field goal. Suckup makes a 53-yarder, but another special teams problem. The Giants had an unbalanced defensive front. Talk about that.
Well, it's interesting. The new rules of the game only allow you to put so many people on one side of the field, which it is a rule, and no disputing that. But I'm saying if there are 11 guys out there, how is it unfair if you want to influence one side of the line?
All right, a little bit later on, it's third and goal at the 2-yard line with the Chiefs in front right now, 17-7. Can the Giants hold them to a field goal? Here's where Alex Smith dials up his favorite running back.
Smith going to roll right, throw right, wide open, touchdown, Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles with the 2-yard touchdown catch, and Carl now at this point with 5.5 minutes to go in the game is now out of reach.
Yeah, I mean, it's you had your opportunities during the course of the game, and you just run out of clock when you don't capitalize on the opportunities.
All right, so now the Giants go hurry up. Eli Manning runs for 12 yards. Then throws a 5-yard pass to Darrell Scott, then an incomplete pass to Victor Cruz. So it's 3rd and 5 for the Giants, and they're trying to run a draw. And it looked like Manning put the ball in Darrell Scott's belly. Scott didn't clutch it. Giants turn it over for a third time.
Yeah, it wasn't like either guy was on a different page. They both were prepared. Like, Scott was ready to accept the ball. Eli put it there. He just didn't close down on it.
And it led to yet another score by the Chiefs.
3rd and 9. Smith back, gets hit as he throws, and still completes it right, spinning out of a tackle, working to the end zone is a touchdown. Dwayne Bowe, 34 yards.
I think we went out there and we fought. You know, I think we went out there and fought, you know, whether or not we were successful. And obviously we were, you know. We just have to keep building, you know, keep building and stay together. And, you know, just keep going out there and trying to play team ball and make this thing come together.
Dwayne Bowe with the touchdown catch, and the scoring for the game is complete, 31-7 in favor of Kansas City. And Carl, the Giants would get the ball back, and Manning would hit some passes. He'd get sacked again. But when you look at this team, obviously, there's some differences between this week and last week. Mm-hmm. But they still are committing these fatal flaws, whether it's penalties, turnovers, or not making plays on special teams or offensively that they need to sustain drives.
No, they really do. It's not about effort at this point. It's about the execution and understanding what your faults are, what your weaknesses are, so that you don't further exasperate those. You've got to make the simple plays, the tough plays, the 50-50 plays to continue to move the football down the field.
The Giants will try to correct some of those wrongs next week against the Philadelphia Eagles when they come to MetLife Stadium. Make sure you join us here on Giants Rewind as we recap the Giants and Eagles. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.